American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a land of merriment and love. This is the worst little podcast in the world. And I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me this week, Nick had to bow out because of bone exhaustion, I hear. But to step in, Chewie's back from the mines, yep. bringing us the wisdom of the state. But also in studio, this week's guest, Phadrix.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
What's up, Rory?
Bone exhaustion. Yes, Mikey fucked him to death.
Oh my God.
My bone is so exhausted right now.
Snooze.
Man, I can just see Nick. Man, I can't even walk, man.
You don't gotta walk. You just gotta sit there.
No, Nick's had a long couple of weeks here.
He's been carrying the show by himself for a few weeks.
For a couple of months.
Really?
Are you kidding me? I dropped out.
A couple years when it comes down to it.
The entire show has been on his shoulders.
You can just leave if you're gonna make comments like that in the beginning of the show.
I'm only joking.
Okay. I guess it's okay then.
All right.
No, it's true. I mean, I remember when Franklin Fictitious finished, he was just like, oh, God. Yeah, start playing your last songs. I gotta go. I'm tired. I'm hungry. And he just walked out without saying goodbye.
Must be tough.
He asked me, actually, to host that night, and I was like, oh, dude, I can't.
Oh, so he was like, not into it before he even got here.
Oh, yeah. No, Nick's been a real trooper this last couple of months.
Yes.
We owe him big time.
Well, I was out there working.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, give him your silent internet applause.
For real. And
I can hear the roars.
On the show, he sounded great. The show came off great. But after the show was completely over and they finished the last two songs, they said, where's Nick? Did he even say goodbye? Yeah. Like so. And I think he was hungry and had to go for some reason. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sure it's not you.
Well, I was out there working 12 hours a day for a month in a row. I didn't have any idea poor Nick was here podcasting every week. Poor fella.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna buy him a massage. I
was busy buying a house and. Yeah. Well, making love to my bride, you know. Yeah. So, Nick, thanks.
Bone exhaustion.
Thanks a lot for covering for us, Nick. You're the man.
We appreciate you, Nick. Yeah. Sort of. No, dude. And also his bands have played a lot of shows in the last couple weeks.
Mary Anarchy just happened. That's always fucking hard.
That was like a month ago, dude.
No, yeah. Nick really does work.
But there's been
off.
No time in between.
Yeah. Right. Dude, and Franklin Fictitious got in contact with me today and said, well, Johnny from their group said, thank you so much, Rory, for apologizing for putting their show up late. So he heard the show.
Oh, yay.
Where you apologized.
Okay.
Awesome. We said we sucked.
Awesome. So. No, yeah, that was just a whole lot of fuck-ups in a row. And, you know, hey, it was the week I got married. Sorry.
Did last week's show go up on time?
Yes, it did.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was that big show the next day, and we plugged that. And I was like, if he doesn't get it up on time, no one's going to.
I absolutely got it up on
fucking
time.
Fucking rad. Yeah, you get it up on time.
Up.
Bone exhausted.
For you, you're I always get it up, Rick.
Anyway.
You know, laying as I fall asleep at night in my new house next to my bride, I find myself thinking of you.
Oh, God.
Because the noise outside of my window from Kitski sounds just like the noise outside of my window in Pyramid.
Oh, that's
when
great.
That's nice. Yeah, it's like the lullaby.
Yeah. It is. It's the Reno Street Lullaby.
Yep.
I recommend it to all. Just pitch a tent in your backyard.
Yeah, and I have the sound of the trains going by. Because the trains go by here. Literally the entire town is the other side of the tracks.
Yep.
A lot of that.
Yeah, you do get that. What's that, the Union Pacific rolls through once in a while?
I don't know what it is. It's yellow.
It's a line that goes through about a couple times a day, though. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's only stopped me getting out, but you hear it all the time. It's only stopped the traffic.
Goes down there by the college and then into downtown. By that one.
And I love it.
By the roller skating place.
And do you remember in The City of Trembling Leaves where he talks about that he knew a woman who would stand and listen to the trains of Reno crying off in the distance?
Mary, and it reminded her that Reno was just a one-stop
on the railroad town.
Life. Yeah.
And the sound of them wailing off in the distance was so sad that it made her cry.
For all of you out there who aren't aware of The City of Trembling Leaves is a wonderful book about Reno. The 1920s, 30s, and 40s, and we all highly recommend you check it out.
And there was trains here then, too, so what's up?
Fuck yeah. Actually, there was never not
dog races on
3rd
Street.
There was back in the 1700s. There was no trains here.
But there was no Reno.
And there were no
it
trains.
It was just Lakes Crossing.
There were no trains.
Oh, and it wasn't Lakes Crossing in 1700s.
Quite
yeah.
literally. No.
Since there's been trains, there's mostly been trains in Reno, yes.
That's oh. Yeah. And since there's been trains in Reno, there's been jerks like you.
It's true. Fuck. Reno's always been famous for its jerks.
Trains bring jerks, yep. Let's face it.
Jerk train. Yeah,
exactly. Carpetbaggers.
Jerk train.
Well, hey, let's say hi to our in-studio guest this week. We have Phaedrix. Our main guest here today, his name, we'll also refer to him as Dennis sometimes. And then we also have Apollonia here today.
Yes, indeed.
As part of the crew. Are you hanging out or do you do stuff with the music too?
She's a roadie.
You know,
you're a roadie?
I just do what I do. Sometimes it's
primary
sometimes
news.
It's here, sometimes it's there. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
Where needed like a superhero.
Exactly.
Very cool. I like your cape, how it ruffles in the wind.
Check it out.
Well, we're really happy to have you guys here this week.
Yeah. Thank you.
We got put in touch, I want to say, by Todd South.
Oh, Todd.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I think, yeah, through a posting in a group on Facebook or something like that. Yeah. But the power of the internet brought us together in the Reno music whirlpool.
Wait, you know Tom Wester, though.
I also do know Tom Wester. That's absolutely right.
I played a show with him last year.
Very cool. He just moved, right? A
couple of shows. I played with Forrest. Yeah. Him and Forrest.
Yeah, strangely, I only met Tom very recently through our respective day jobs. We've never seen each other play music. we just happened to come across each other in the day job, and then it
sexually.
Turned out that we knew so many people. Yes, we are sex workers.
Reno magic.
Come during
each
the
other.
Day
oh
at offices.
Come across
that's
each
the,
other.
That's the degrees of separation.
We came across
in a
each other in an office.
You came
right.
across each other
the,
in an
the
office.
The Reno nutshell.
That conference room table.
Separation degree.
Nutshell.
The nutshell separation degree, Reno, would be Tom Wester.
People are always coming to
and Rory Dowd and Todd South. is like the trifecta
wow.
nexus.
Hey, I'm just
going to
say
trifecta
it's
all,
not gay if you're just sure. kidding. It's only networking.
All right, and there's nothing gay about like just imagining
I know who you
of
know. Do you know who I know?
Staring contest while you're jacking off?
That's Chewy. That not today.
I gotta disagree with
that
myself.
That was last
for
weekend.
That was totally appropriate time to play that.
Yeah, you're right. That was in context, actually.
See what you
flag,
see.
Flag on the pay, play.
What you
flag on the pay, flag on the play. Same hey. Difference. Shall we jump to some music right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do music.
Yeah, yeah. Let's cool. let's like get music. Some music right here at the top of the show, and then we'll talk to you and see what you're all about.
Right.
All right, so I wrote this song. I wrote like 20 songs in February.
Fuck.
In March.
Okay, but still.
That's
fuck.
Still one every like 2 or 3 days,
so
right?
I have to, yeah, it was like 11 days in a row I wrote a song and put it on the YouTube. Got
I would say, talking to you, it seems you seem to be a pretty prolific guy. How many songs do you think you write a year?
Oh, I don't know. I just wrote. I haven't written songs in a while.
Yeah. Ah.
But then I wrote 20, and so now I have to cheat. I have to look on the sheet right here to tell me what the words are, because I don't really remember
fuck
my own.
Yeah, I was a stand-up poet
my own words.
I was a stand-up poet for 10
years,
memory and I always had a piece of paper
some
with
kind
me.
Of short-term memory loss. Possibly.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Allegedly. So, yeah. I mean, if you guys want to hear the song, I'll play the song.
Hell
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This song is it's in 7, so it's not like a prog song, but it's not like in straight time, you know?
I dig it.
Where is it that you are now going, my dear? Would it be alright for me to come with you? Of all of these desires and dreams, I just want to go away with you. All I want to do is just disappear. think I know a little place where we can go. Out along the coast, somewhere, go out to the coast. Yeah, take a drive. And maybe we could find ourselves out there someday, maybe soon enough. Something in your eyes, it makes me feel real. I see it in your eyes, yeah, it sets me free. Staring into your eyes makes me feel so alive. Isn't life nothing but a candy-coated dream? Leads you through to there and back, and nothing's as it seems. But I don't wanna go back, back to yesterday. The days are short, oh how they pass and go by and by so fast. So I will bring you round to a special place, to see the spectacle, the unforbidden scene. Life is nothing but a cluttered corridor of fallen dreams. To wander through where nothing's as it seems. So I'll be killing time until we go. Going where the sun ignites the shiny dew. Nowhere isn't anywhere unless it is with you. So I won't go unless it is with you. No, I won't go unless it is with you. Unless it is with you. Unless it is with you.
Is with you. Wow.
That was sweet.
Good. Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Thank you.
That was tremendous.
That's how that one goes. It's in B.
I like that.
B major.
Oh, wait. No, wrong button. Oh, my God.
I almost brought my piano. I almost brought my amp. I didn't want to make too much noise. That was the ordinance was not clarified to me.
Oh, man.
In the rider. I didn't get the rider. The green M&Ms are in the rider.
They left the green M&Ms, sir. I'm very sorry. I will have them sacked. Hands chopped off.
I was very happy to have the acoustic guitar. I left it of my own volition due to the rider.
Mm. Fucking rider all the time.
Rider? I hardly knew her.
I know you, rider.
So how long have you been playing Reno music, part of the scene here?
I played Recycle the other couple of weeks ago.
Rad. At the record store day?
Yeah, it was fun. I played like all my songs.
Very cool.
Pretty much.
But how long have you been doing this? A
couple months. Since February. That's when I started writing in February. So that's just the song that I'm trying to record for an album. I recorded like 6-7 songs already, and that one's supposed to be the next one. But that's how it's going to go, but with like a full band.
A little more production.
Yeah, not just acoustic. You know, it's going to be a whole bunch
still,
of stuff.
Still, that's really wonderful. That's a great song.
It's just about, there. You know, traveling and just trying to be like free, I guess. I want
to
be free.
So are you a traveler from somewhere else to Reno, or have you been here and you traveled elsewhere?
Well, yeah, I mean, Reno's my hometown, I guess, now adopted. But
woohoo.
I'm originally from New York, so.
Okay. Oh. How long have you been here?
4 years.
Okay, cool.
Almost five, yeah.
Yeah, almost five. I love it here.
Now, long enough to know better.
I love it for a lot of reasons. The weather is nice, yeah.
Yeah.
So, was it like New York City or like a little mess town in New York?
Yeah, well, a little
near
bit
Queens.
Of both, I guess.
Nice.
Either or.
Nice.
Near Queens?
Yeah, yeah, it depends on where the gerrymandering
the
district occurred. that particular.
Brooklyn.
Is that appropriate in this day and age?
Where they redraw the boundaries?
The other day, someone was talking about a famous person from Mongolian Mongolia, and I said something about being a mongoloid, and they were like, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah. How dare you?
It's a very technical thing to say.
Well, and then we looked it up, and it said any person in the region of Mongolia or somebody with Down syndrome, and I'm all, yep. No fucking way. Yeah.
You that's didn't know that?
But it said that it was inappropriate, but that's how people referred to it. I was all just Down syndrome, because I mean I've heard people use that for like any kind of like freaky.
Right, mongoloid in the terms of Down syndrome is actually quite a technical phrase talking about a specific bone structure of the skull.
Jesus,
I'm not even kidding you. That
is it because like almond shaped
real
eyes
term.
Or
no? What, it,
what's
people,
that got
from
to do with
Mongolia?
People from Mongolia?
I know. Do they have almond shaped? Like I didn't. And the person looked at me like I was a monster.
The idea was in the 20s that they were trying to associate Asian people with retarded people.
Oh my God.
Man.
That's basically what was going on there.
Didn't they know even back then that they're some of the smartest fucking people on the planet?
But it wasn't that they didn't know that. It was just that white people were really into themselves and their own scientific terminology.
I'm pretty sure we're the smartest people here, white power.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's so lame. It's so lame.
So we call them Koreans? No, I think Mongolians are a little bit dumber or something.
These are also the people we still have to, the older generation that we still have to make the distinction between Oriental is a rug, Asian is a person.
And Mongoloid. Mongoloid
does. And Mongoloid does not mean retarded.
And not just retarded, like just Down syndrome. Like,
I am not retarded.
She gave birth to a Mongoloid baby. like it's so
and
weird.
The doctor told me that I had to beat her with a car aerial every day.
Yeah. Beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
I don't think you're working on repairing your relationship with the Mongoloids right now.
I think you're making it worse.
I totally have that ready. I didn't have it ready enough, but I had it. Yeah, so I felt really bad. No. It was about Genghis
you
Khan.
Insensitive faggot.
Yeah, it's awful. Well, when I was with, I never hang out with gay people, and so I was hanging out with gay people. We started talking about Genghis Khan, and then I'm all, so if he was a great guy, because he was talking about how he was a great guy, and I was all, then it makes being a Mongoloid not so bad. And he said, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
I like trouble. Your double down on the double entendre. I'm
sorry. Genghis Khan.
So.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
Why do you do this to me and my child?
I'm sorry. She just said that. I didn't ask her to say that.
Bull.
No, really.
Really?
She just volunteered that. Some things are just stuff she volunteers. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know what that is.
Kids that age say magical things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
She just said that. I didn't tell her to say that. There's something she just says. Oh, anyway,
she's 10 people. She doesn't know the hypocrisy.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one she just said.
I have to poop.
Yep.
Straight up.
Brain to face. That's my kid.
That's like reasonable. Street cred where she's from.
That's hey, a hard, that's she's a hard comfortable statement. Telling her Uncle Rick, oh, hey, we're recording. I have to poop.
I need to poop really bad.
Carries a lot of weight right there. Yeah.
Well, I guess
you could hear it in her voice. So, anyway, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah,
she didn't just kind of need to poop. She really
but,
had to
but
poop.
enough about
hey,
Mongoloids.
Successfully finishing fifth grade at the end of this week.
No awesome. Shit.
Not only have I not killed her, she has not imploded at this point in her life. So yeah, things are going good in that venue.
My beautiful daughter is graduating from preschool tomorrow.
Congratulations. No and going to be kindergarten next year?
Next year.
No. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
And what do you want as a celebratory dinner and drinks?
Please, can you give me some coffee?
You'd like coffee? Yeah. Okay.
Daddy.
Allie.
Do she, you want to die?
That's very inappropriate, Allie.
Do you hear me?
I assume she's a
she's
little.
She's grown a lot since she was
she
three.
She speaks a little more clearly.
Oh, yeah.
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 This is like her, just, like,
do you want to die? Please,
the,
can I have
the
some
threat
coffee?
Is no longer implied.
Now she says the faggot instead of
the faggot.
Right?
Oh, she didn't say faggot.
You dick. Oh.
Look, your daughter is so abusive, man. You got to rein that in.
Yes,
I did.
You know, it's not like it's my daughter, of course, is an angel.
Yes.
How dare you?
Okay, but we digress.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We're supposed to be talking about Phaedrus.
We actually have a guest in studio.
Have they ever been to Mongolia?
Twice.
Nice. What's it full of people with Down syndrome?
Stop it.
I'm sorry. It's not. That's so horrible.
But in northern China, near Mongolia, they do have the midget village.
Where the state
literally houses midgets and pays them not in money but in room and board to just be the entertainers of the midget village.
People
travel to it from all over the world. It's like Disneyland, and the entire staff is under 3 foot tall. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Oh my God.
It's horrible. It's horrible forced labor kind of crap. It really is.
Let's be honest. I mean, a lot of I watched
a TV show in which it was a British travel show. I forget the name of the guy. Idiot Goes Abroad. But he took what's his name? Willow.
That guy.
The very
Vern
famous.
Troyer.
No, stop it.
Famous midget.
No, the guy who played Wicket in freaking Star Wars.
Anthony Daniels.
No, you're just throwing
names out there. But you out there in internet land, you know exactly who the hell I'm talking about.
Fucking midget.
No, but he went over there as you know, like kind of a big star in touring China and blah blah blah, and like was very personally disgusted when they went there.
Yeah,
fuck.
Like, yeah, even using the word midget, Rory. There was the one guy that was on the show that said that. He's cool with it, but
oh yeah, you're not supposed to. But that's the whole thing about the Chinese village is not politically correct at all. It's like it is what it is, and that's why it's midget village.
Right. My God,
it is billed as such. Basically,
Are all the tall Chinese people like they'll be so happy with their own kind,
like Yao Ming and whatnot?
That's literally the party line, and when you watch the episode of The Idiot Abroad, like that's literally what some of those folks say to. Oh no, we love it. It's great being around people like ourselves, but they like live in the fake little houses.
Oh my God, like little tiny villages.
And they literally have like cots, and that's where they actually fucking live. You come to the Disneyland, but that's not their job. That's their house.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, no, it's really fucked up forced labor
so
kind of thing.
Awful.
Go do some research. The internet's fun.
Shit.
this has been a disturbing public service announcement.
Do you mean sometimes communism doesn't lead to good things? It's so weird. I heard it was great.
It's like 50-50, I think.
It's like 50-50.
But hey, they always have shelter and food.
Yeah, so.
Allison, what kind of government do you prefer?
I don't remember what kind.
Okay.
That's right.
Fucking right.
Way to interrupt the show.
I apologize.
I thought it was like an ice cream truck, and I was excited. Nope. I got a chub.
That was chewy.
Reminder to take my medication.
Oh.
Fuck.
I think we need to reset all of this. Would you? Can we? Do you have another song you want to play on guitar?
He just wrote 20.
Or do we want to play one off of the CD?
It's up to you guys.
I much prefer live. Yeah, I will make you play all of your songs live if you let me. Because the CD is great, but you have stuff on the internet, right?
Yeah.
That people can go find.
We have one song that hasn't been released that'll be special.
A podcast exclusive.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
As usual.
7.5 years in, still giving you exclusives. Surprise.
So yeah.
Pretty rad.
All right. I could do a second song, I guess.
Let's listen.
Yeah.
What's this one called?
It's called Lift the Veil. Seeing everything at once for how it is, every color, how they open my senses. I am sitting on the edge, the world is turning. I am standing in the fire that's ever burning, ever burning, ever burning.
I've been swimming in the deepest of the sea, and I'm in synchrony with everything I see. There's a harmony in everything I hear, and in the darkness shines a light, so I'll never fear, never. So many years of fading memories, but I'm in synchrony with everything I see. For I can see it now without the need for proof, that in my shadow is a glimpse of holy truth, holy truth.
Sweet. Nice. Yeah. That was great.
Thank you.
Now, so do you, when you record stuff, do you do all of it yourself, or do you are you working with anybody else?
Is Todd involved?
No, yeah, I pretty much work by myself.
Because, like, I mean, just in some of the stuff that you're writing, some of the melodies you got there, I could hear some, you know, great harmonies just waiting to happen there.
That's on the track already. Yeah, completed. I already have
one. Oh, okay.
I mean, we could play that one, but...
No, we are. You played it live. No, it's great. No, like, yeah, your songwriting is just fantastic.
We should totally play at least like one or two songs and like see how it sounds when you got it all together.
Yeah, I skipped a verse, I think, on that last one. Just I kind of got to the cut right to the butter. Got
right,
right to the trim, butter.
Trim so
the
now you have alternate versions, like, you know.
And audience, you have to fucking check out the recorded one.
Right. Okay. That way, if you want to hear that verse, you have to go check it out.
The whole story changes, and he ends up being a psycho killer. So.
Cut to commercial.
Oh, that's the change? Oh. No, this is fantastic. So have you been playing anywhere live, open mics, or, you know, like booking any shows or anything?
This is the first thing to do besides the Recycled, right?
Solo, yeah. That's the first.
Very nice.
Recycled Records, and then this. I wrote a bunch of songs, and I'm just recording like versions of them one at a time, and it takes longer than a day to make a full studio.
Yeah.
By yourself, my God.
I was writing a song a day for a little while, so I have like 20 songs to try to put a recording
Jeez,
to.
Jeez, that's a hefty schedule.
It's fun, though.
Do you all the parts yourself?
Uh-huh.
Nice. And then, so do you play the
Awakening.
Everything?
You should play the Awakening song now. You want to play it?
Should we just jump to it? Yeah, jump to it. We'll be right back.
as real as it ever could be. This is how it was meant to be.
No, really, you should keep all of that in.
The audience didn't get to hear us talking while it was
playing. Yeah, no, you should totally have us.
Dude,
like,
that would step all over his fucking song. We have to cut us talking out. I want the audience to focus on the fucking
song. But I got to say, that would not be the music of Mongoloids, but it might be the music of modern Mongols who might be like club dancing their way across the high steps while pillaging.
Dude, it's all self-produced. And
the horses would all be doing like synchronized dancing with glow-in-the-dark hooves and shit.
It made me think, do you remember the old Sinbad 1970s movies? Do you remember when like the magician guy took that girl and he put her inside the egg or whatever, and then he like hit the thing and then she came out as like a claymation four-armed woman with a snake tail?
Yeah.
And then she like danced and danced and then the snake tail started choking her and they turned her back into a woman and a snake.
I guess I don't have to watch that movie now.
It's
Thanks
fucking great. Dude, that's what makes me think of I want her to dance to your song.
If you have not watched the classic 60s and 70s Sinbad movies,
those Sinbad movies
are
so fucking great.
I feel like I just
did
watch it.
When that bitch with the bird foot like makes the bead get big, oh my god.
That sounds hot.
Scared me to death, dude.
Special effects.
Giant ass bead.
Those movies led to us all seeing Harry Hamlin in Clash of the Titans in the early 1980s. Same special effects.
I mean, that owl, how's he fly with metal wings and shit?
It's fucking made of metal, but you know, they're gods. They do what they want,
that's
you know?
Yep.
So.
But, anyway. So that's what your music sounds like.
That was fucking great. That was really awesome. Yeah. Damn.
No, I like the stretch.
So you're just sitting at home, like, smoking a fatty and putting that shit together. That's so rad.
I do like other people play video games.
That's way better.
I do like the stretch between like the styles you present, you know, like on the acoustic and then, you know, with the fully produced The Awakening track there.
Yeah. Dude, it was very major sounding for an Eastern sounding song, you know? That was just rad.
Well, because it's Phrygian.
Right, I forgot.
It's still like that, the bass and the drums were still like, you know, driving like roller skating music. And,
fuck yeah.
You know, something that makes you want
to. One of the things that impresses me about him is your voice. That's your voice is actually kind of the secret sleeper weapon.
Well, yeah, I'm not a true vocalist, really, I don't think.
I
enjoy singing.
You've got a lot of emotion and expression behind your voice. Like, you know, you're not like out there
like
hitting
a true frontman like that.
You're not hitting those yeah, Chris Cornell like you know, showboat notes and stuff like that, yeah. but the emotion and the
rest in peace.
The clarity and diction of the melody, if that makes sense. No, it's really strong. It's really impressively strong. These are really solid.
I used to cover
songs.
A lot of Bob Dylan, and so I learned all the verses that go on and on. Like I played one of them. And I played one of that at the Recycled. It was one of those songs that I like.
That dude was pretty good with words also.
Yes, yeah, so it just makes you, I guess, memorize stuff more.
That's always good for the brain. So I hear. I hate it. hey, Rick, is it time?
Is it time? You want it?
I think it's time.
Okay.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite segment of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests some uncomfortable questions and some revealing answers while we judge him silently. Are you ready to play?
Sexually.
Yeah.
Would you like to play too? Apollonia?
I have two. I'm going to listen to it first and then
Apollonia is the co-guest.
Yeah.
She's not really the guest.
Yeah, all right. We'll direct all the questions.
she was just here, and then we made her sit on the show. Like,
right.
She's not,
all right. But she's
she didn't
in the
sign
room,
up for this
so
shit.
I thought I'd at least offer.
And we know already his answers are going to be different because she's in the room. So.
All right, here are the questions.
I've
all
seen
right.
it many times.
How many books rounded to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100 do you own?
Maybe 200.
And what was the last one you read?
It's a book by a guy named Christopher Partridge. I forget the title of the book. The Lyre of Orpheus or something like that.
L-Y-R-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lyre of Orpheus.
And is it like historical fiction or...
It's kind
yes,
of,
it's historical fiction about a Greek god, Rick.
Right.
It's kind of like a critique on the sacred and the profane in pop culture and pop music.
Jesus.
Ah, right.
So he just talks about all the different ways that like the church was represented, like, you know.
In media and art
represent,
and music.
You know, represent.
Cool.
Yeah, well, we Catholics made the Bible.
God.
And just... Where earlier traditions developed alongside those other traditions.
I'm more religious, not spiritual.
Shut up, kid.
That you asked about books. That's the book.
Fuck
you're
yeah.
Reading.
No, yeah, no. I'm rolling
Jesus,
my
dude.
Eyes.
I wasn't expecting that. Like, and then
actually, that
the...
just gave Rick a bit of a chug.
Fuck yeah,
because he likes that
all
kind
I care
of
about
shit.
Is like yeah, religious
religion
shit and,
and
like
music.
Reading. Yeah, and so right.
Awesome. But what was your first rock show you ever went to? Like big bought tickets, had assigned seating.
I think. I guess Lollapalooza, 1991, 2. I think
92.
Was that like Arrested Development?
No, was that the Primus and Alice in Chains year?
No, the second year of it. So
Soundgarden.
Yeah,
Ministry?
That one.
That was that was a great.
Was that 91?
Yeah, I think.
I think
right.
That was 91. Yeah. Because I went 92 and I didn't get those.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think. Played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
What was the first album you ever bought?
Stanhope, New Jersey. That was in August of that year, so I guess it was 91. I don't remember that far back. Sorry, it's a long time ago.
Do you remember the first album you ever bought? With your own money?
Well, there was several, but
not the one for not the seven albums for a penny, but the first album you bought like at a record store.
Like one of the first rock albums that I bought was I think the second Poison album. I think it's Open Up and Say
yeah!
It Loud.
Jesus Christ!
I also own that album. I had the uncensored cover.
I forget if it was the tape or the CD.
Dude, I remember looking pictures of those makeup covered queers and thinking, people who listen to this call me faggot.
it was before, you know, you can burn CDs, but it was after where you can, like, copy tapes.
Cassette.
Right, the dual
cassette.
Yep, that was awesome.
Those were the days.
I still do that.
Who in all of history would you start a fist fight with?
I mean, nobody. So I have to pick somebody?
I'm not trying to fight.
Right, are you a lover, not a fighter kind of thing? Okay, so I'll make you fight Michael Jackson.
I mean...
nobody ever says nobody. Everybody.
I think there's a long list of people I would not want to go toe-to-toe with.
Who would you never want to fight?
Murder Rock. That's like... That's right off the bat.
Good answer. I wouldn't fuck with them either. Upon your death, where would you haunt? Speaking of Murder Rock and such things.
Probably the spaghetti bowl, I'd have to say. Somewhere in said vicinity.
Trip cars.
The specter of the Reno spaghetti bowl.
Hell on earth. That you could...
Like the worst place imaginable.
It's like...
What is your favorite drunk food?
Just anything that's can be turned into a projectile at like any moment. Chinese food, you know, it's like one of those containers. You can just heave it.
Mm-hmm. If you are being led to a gas chamber.
Wait, this is going really fast.
By a comedian in a clown suit.
Yeah.
Which comedian would you prefer it to be?
I don't know. I guess Paul Rubens, probably.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Interesting answer.
Dude, that's a good one.
That's like that's like an almost winner answer. Damn. Like number two to the real answer.
I never thought
the
of that.
The correct answer is Jerry Lewis,
but that's
a really good answer. Yeah.
Fuck.
Whatever.
All right. Please to be describing the age and circumstances of the loss of your virginity. Is it next week? You've got a great romantic night planned?
Lollapalooza 2. Somewhere in the
future. The entire Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But if I remember the 90s, then I wasn't there.
It was a lot like that. All right, we're going to jump over to our rapid fire portion of the show. So don't think, just answer. I'm going to ask you either or questions.
All right, column A, column B.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Who wins in a fight, donkey or walrus?
Oh, that's what it is? Who wins in a fight?
No.
New
this
question.
One.
I have to
new
revise
question.
My...
new question.
Well, okay, who wins in a fight? Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
I want to file an appeal at this point.
Richard Simmons
replay.
Athletic.
He is actually athletic. And Rip Taylor is just kind of a drunk with confetti.
Yeah, as they are today. I don't know. That's a tough
Who wins in a fight, donkey or walrus?
Well, Richard Simmons kind of reminds me of Weird Al in some like strange way.
Yeah, you're right.
I just I make that for some
Rose
reason I make the connection to Weird Al when somebody says Richard Simmons. I just think Weird Al.
That's a good one too. But donkey or walrus, who wins?
Who'd win a fist fight between a donkey,
or walrus?
Does Weird Al remind
death.
You of a donkey or a walrus?
I'm not
more?
Getting an answer to that.
Or a walrus, right?
Would you rather be gay
walrus,
or ginger?
Right? Walrus.
Yeah, walrus for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So say donkey because you want to take like the underdog. You want to like root for the. You want to like stand for the small, you know.
Who would win a fight, a gay or a ginger?
The guy, you know, the blue collar guy with, you know, nothing to lose, his back against the wall, you know, that kind
of. Like a walrusy type of person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger?
Yes. Would you rather be homosexual or have red hair?
I have red hair. I mean, I had it on my chin. I don't know if I still do.
So. That looks largely white.
Yeah.
But Jason can get married.
It was red. So
I feel your pain.
Gingers can also get married now.
I'm sort of like semi-ginger. Semi-ginger kind of
life. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Live in a world where you can only have the Beatles or Star Wars. Which do you pick?
Probably I could do without Star Wars.
Okay. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
I don't care. Either. Both.
AIDS or cancer?
Doesn't matter.
AIDS or cancer?
Like, which one's worse?
Which would you rather have?
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't say. It's horrible.
Yes. That's kind of the point. Beat up or arrested?
Whatever anybody else doesn't want, I'll take the other one, I guess.
Right
take
on.
Two.
That's cool.
Do you know what I mean? So that's like by consensus.
Lately, most people have been wanting the AIDS, so you get lots of cancer.
They want the AIDS.
Yeah, well, it's more curable than cancer.
Sorry.
Beat up or arrested?
Oh, yeah. I
would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Neither.
But if you had to pick one?
I guess I'd get arrested.
So you'd get beat up and arrested. Okay.
Yeah, getting beat up.
Would you prefer a cold play or a cold sore?
Cold sore. God.
Coldplay's cool, man. I mean,
he's all hedging and looking at you different.
All
now.
You gotta do is turn off the Coldplay. The cold sore just doesn't just turn off.
Hand job or blow job?
I know that they sing like Yellow and Clocks and stuff like that.
Clock job.
Yeah.
Would you prefer a hand job or a blow job? Not right now. I mean, not in general.
After the show,
I guess
from
it,
Rick.
It depends. I mean,
from old people. Okay.
Ask cash or grass?
Ask cash or grass?
Which one do you want?
Which you prefer?
All three.
All three. Circumcised or not?
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm circumcised.
Okay. That's Rick's question. He always asks me.
Pork chops or ham?
He's threatened me to
I think the majority of gentlemen my generation. I think R.
Of,
I don't know.
Of the
You'd
American persuasion.
Yeah. As we've been taking the quiz across the country, many, many men are uncut now.
I'm going to say, Rick, it more has to do with young men who might not be of Northern European descent.
I'm surprised at the number of white dudes that have uncut dicks that have been on the show.
True, there's that.
That's subject for another show.
All right,
show.
But anyway.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to tabulate up the scores here.
Yay!
I wonder
to see
who won.
Who won.
Hey, look! Phaedrix, you win! Woo! You beat out your alter ego, your evil alter ego.
Dude,
that doesn't have facial hair.
That Paul Rumpled Rubens foreskin. Bullshit. And the foreskin and the Paul Rubens bullshit pushed
that
you over.
The Paul Rubens right? thing really definitely was the big winner answer there. But thank you for taking part in a really obnoxious quiz. Shall we have another song, Rick?
I think so. Wouldn't that be lovely, you guys?
Hmm.
Oh, musical director.
Ookie cookie.
What?
All right, this song's called Your Heart is Gold. So, go like this. Let me know what is on your mind, 'cause you're it's been a while since you've stopped and looked around. So tell me, what have you found? Have you found what it is that you're looking for? Or is it out of reach? Have you opened up to the possibility where everything's as it seems? Your heart is gold, and I will follow you. Wandered through the looking glass, along you've taken me. Your heart is pure, you give to me everything that I need. Your heart is gold.
searching for your true reality. All is one and our hearts are fused together.
Very cool. I'm really digging your stuff, dude, man. I you need to be out there more.
It's when you play like your recorded music is like crazy and in your face and stuff with the one we heard. But then the stuff you play is like fucking laying in the grass on a fucking sunny day with
it's definitely a mix of different styles.
Holy shit.
This your acoustic stuff here is just fantastic, man. I really hope we this summer get to see you playing out venues here.
Soundtrack to Harold and Maude, like kind of stuff, you know? I'm sitting with Ruth Gordon looking at flowers.
Okay, so
Yosef Ibrahim.
Yeah.
All right. So check out this next song, right? So I'm supposed to be making an album, right?
Yeah.
But there's this other song that I did that's not gonna be on the album or anything. I didn't write the words. I did a collaboration with James Joyce, the Irish author.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know James Joyce?
Like
historical figure, not like
Ulysses,
a dude like around now.
Not the Odyssey. Yeah. Ulysses.
So like not a dude like around now. Like I guess he's a historical dude.
Oh, tremendous, tremendous playwright and author.
So I collaborated with him, you know, I brought that with me.
Inspirative. So
I want to hear that.
Is it just a clip? Or is it the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole song is like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead and play it.
Okay, this is what we got.
Little girl, you don't say so. All upsy down your whole creation.
Oh, wait, this is
so
the...
So there's nothing spherical between you and Rizalta, father of Israel.
That's James Joyce's voice.
To the pink man.
That I took.
Like
now, if you listen to this,
and
I made a song out of it.
The bear, the megalomegalon of wine vat.
So this is the part of Finnegan's Wake that I made a song.
Yeah. Of the Liffey. Christopher Carambus, such a satisfaction, you punk me. He came, he kissed, he conquered, vulture of an hour, the must of his glance will coax the beam in her eye. That must bell of
the Yeah, there's the other track. This is just the where his voice.
Joyce.
Yep. Yep.
All of you down your home creation, so there was nothing sacred between you and Rizal, to father of Izzet. So there was nothing sacred between you and Rizal, to father of Izzet. How was he now? To the pink man, like an almanac, in his shirt and stick up rust to the bear. To the pink man, like an almanac, in his shirt and stick up rust. To the pink man, like an almanac, in his shirt and stick up rust to the bear. The megalomegalon of wine vats vart away. To the pink man, like an almanac, in his shirt and stick up rust to the bear. To the pink man, like
satisfaction. You punk me. You punk me. He came, he kissed, he conquered. You punk me. Such a satisfaction. You punk me. He came, he kissed, he conquered. Vulture of an hour. Must have his glance for coats and the beam and awry. That must bell of their mass ball. Annabella, love a bella. Pull a bella. Yep. Yep. Tinto, colour tone, Saint the Beatles. Aye, aye, she was late and pleasable. Without the lead, without the he, without the hustle. They're quicker than even the safe and sapper. But I made them my heels stick in the straight. To the back of the game. It is a circumversion of anti-lithium paganos. By a hugger who cannot crumble Edgerman. Or the hero of the tradition of an Ascoliterus Putagonian. To the heroism of a Cabinotesque exploser. I believe you, tied tope, really, oh really.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. That is way different from your Harold and Maude music.
Yeah. James
Damn.
Joyce is tripping out.
Is that Mongolian?
That's Mongolian for awesome.
The Mongoloids love
Mongoloid
that song.
Mongoloid for awesome. Damn. Dude, so wait, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, Phaedrix.com.
Phaedrix.com. Phaedrex.
It's Phaedrex.
No, Rx, like a prescription.
Phaedrex. Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I made that up. Fucking Phaedrex.
Yeah, Rick's a bad speller.
I'm sorry.
Make sure we spell it right on the...
You're not bad like Tom Gavin. But I know how to spell it. I went to college and I even understand the reference it is. Bang.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I that's the site that I put up myself.
And cool. It
just has the songs and stuff. So as I finish them, I'm going to put it on Bandcamp or something.
Right on.
Yeah, that's fun.
No, we definitely, definitely need to get more people in Reno listening to your stuff, my friend, because that was all very tremendous. I like you in person. I like your produced stuff, and you play every track on those songs, right?
Yeah, I mean,
damn, dude, you're a poly talent.
Thank you.
Multi math.
You did go to college, Rory. That's awesome.
Yep. I mean, hey, I have a creative writing degree. I get to make up words and grammar as I go along. Okay.
Yes. Poly-talented.
I have a degree. It's like a license to kill, but with words.
Right on.
I have a license to kill the known language. speaking of killing things, you can catch One Ton Dooley opening up. We're going to be killing it at Shay's Tavern on Saturday night with Donkey Jaw, Jukebox Rebels. Shit. Three rounds from Vegas. There's a Chewy, you're signaling me. Yeah, would you like to interrupt this train wreck?
No, I was just gonna let you know when you're done with your plug. I wanted to bring something up.
Are you gonna plug something?
Well, I just want to say I've been home for about a week now from the mines, and I've been watching a lot of Cops on TV. You know, seriously, if you guys borrow your pants from your friend, make sure they didn't leave no cocaine or any of the drugs in your pants, because the cops don't believe
you. I borrow my friend's pants all the time.
Cities across America, people are putting crack cocaine in other people's pants.
Yeah.
And I make sure I take that crack cocaine and I dispose of it properly in my nose.
Because, you know, you just be walking down the street, maybe by a liquor store, and all of a sudden the cops roll up and they search you and you got crack in your pocket. Your friend left it in your pocket. You try to convince the police.
Dude, but the
no
problem
matter what,
is,
it never works.
Chewy, all of my coked out friends have great pants that I need to borrow.
Yeah, well.
So that's, you know, it makes
I'm just
it hard.
Saying,
Janko.
Check every
Janko
spot.
Pants. Pockets.
Yeah, okay. Check every
those
single big, part
big ass
of
bell
pants.
Bottoms where you can't even see your own shoes. That's what they are.
Because these people are going to end up getting in big trouble for crack cocaine that doesn't belong to
it
them.
It isn't even theirs. They don't even do crack.
Just where'd that come from is what they usually say.
These
aren't even my pants.
Sensible fashion tip.
Yep. So just keep that in mind.
Wear your own pants. The cops won't believe
you. PSA
from
my neighborhood.
June 10th, three rounds from Vegas with Donkey Jaw, Jukebox Rebels, and One Ton Dooley. We're going up probably about 8:30, so please check us out. It'll be fun.
Rad.
Yeah.
Rules.
Other than that, Rick, do you got anything going on?
It's all my personal shit, but I just finished the Murder Rock's next album, on Stephen King. It's
very
fucking
Murder
unbelievable.
Murder Rock is awesome.
Dude, and so that's about to come out. Actors Killed Lincoln, I'm just finishing up the last little touch of mastering on their stuff.
They've got a new album?
Yeah, a new EP. It's only four songs, but they are fucking unbelievable. We'd love to get them on the show. Yes.
Well, you yes, set really, that up, my really friend. Cool You're stuff. In touch with them currently.
Yeah, I got to get that. Although they're a pain in the ass to record.
Yeah, I know they are.
So that's, but I'll do it because it's fucking worth it. But yeah, there's that. And then what else? Oh, my God. Doctors of Feel Good. We just finished their stuff. It's getting the final mix and master. Frankly Fictitious stuff is just about to be released. Shit, there's like six different things. Oh, Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame. Their album is almost done. We got one more session and then some mixing.
Studio's been busy.
It's a mess, and I'm yeah. I'm tired,
speaking of Dusty Miles
stuff.
And the Crying Shame, they're going to be playing on Friday night at the Saint.
Fuck
check
yeah.
them out. That's a great
Dude,
fucking band.
They are fun as shit and just like good looking country stuff. And then fucking Dusty's hot as balls and always wears muscle shirts and same thing with the drummer. So yeah. Just go for that.
Because that's why you go to
yeah,
a show.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Not for the music.
Dude, musicians are hot. That's what, part of it, right?
Well, yeah. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for being in the house, Dennis. This has been a fun
thank
show.
You.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I had a lot of fun.
For Nick Ramirez, Chewy, all the interns who never show up anymore, Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So, good night, ladies.
Later.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Now I see. Oh,
the purest of creation. Visions of the purest of creation.
I can come over and help you. I can help you with your computer at home.
Dog War Studios.
Screwdrivers and stuff.
Do you want to get cut?
Why do you motherfucker kick your ass?
What kind of music do you think this is? Would you describe it as?
Mongoloid?
It's Mongoloid? Yeah.
I was going to say Mongolian American.
No, it sounds Middle Eastern a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
It's got like a kind of a sitar feel.
I mean,
feel.
And you definitely have a prog rock element going on with your stuff, like you mentioned before.
Yeah. I guess it's
very modern. It's very, you know, now not quite world music, but
yeah. I'm right on that like Radiohead threshold of like that's where I go like that's the borderline prog like situation.
Yeah.
That I listen to them.
But I'd say there's maybe even more like Peter Gabriel kind of influence, like that kind of, especially with the like the Middle Eastern kind of drum beats and stuff here, in this one especially.
Yeah, like his stuff for the Last Temptation of Christ album.
Yeah, thank you. That's totally
no, it's all like Middle Eastern stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the guitar's definitely got a Indian sound to it.
I think it's called Phrygian guitar. Dominant. It's like. Phrygian dominant or Phrygian subdominant, something like that.
That's what happened to Nick's bones.
you're obviously a little bit more of a music guy than I know how to like play a couple of open chords.
Rory could write 20 songs in 2 months, but they would all suck.
They would all have the same four chords. Shut up, faggot.
I mean, not all of them. Come on.
My lyrics are good.